I want you to have a listen to this Facebook message and let me know what you think of it, okay? It says, Niall, can you bring up homeless people and dogs? I was walking through Dublin City yesterday evening and I came across two homeless people with their dogs. One woman on Henry Street had a puppy, and as she sat there with a cup looking for money, she looked in no fit state to look after herself, let alone the dog. The other guy I saw was near Jervis Street Shopping Centre, and he also looked scruffy and had a scruffy looking dog. I have a sympathy for the homeless, of course I do, but I'm an animal lover and I think these dogs should be taken off them. They are clearly being used so they can get more money just for begging, so the dog is forced to be homeless as well. If it was a child in a beggar's arms, it would be taken off them. So why is a dog different? So what do you think of the message that Elaine sent us anyway? I mean, is she completely harsh or does she have a point? I mean, there have been some high profile stories involving the homeless and their pets. There was another recent story where a man chose to stay on the street rather than be refused a hospital bed because he had a dog. And an animal charity eventually came to a deal with the homeless charity to look after the dog. But the listener who sent us this email believes that if you're homeless, your pet should be taken into care until you're back on your feet again. Eilish, how are you doing? You're in Limerick, you're in Classic Kids. Go ahead, Eilish.
Hello. No, I don't think pets should be taken off homeless people, because I really feel dogs don't have human needs. They don't need Sky TV. They don't need a roof over their head all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They are extremely for the dog's well-being, which is more than they have when they're at home, if there's a couple out working.
Yeah.
A dog would be happy if you sit rubbing his belly all day. You know, I mean,
but is the dog, you know, when I'm walking around town, and I've seen it myself, you know, when I walk around town, is the dog or the animal or the rabbit or whatever it happens, are they just being used for as a sympathy thing? Is it just to get money off people?
I guess there's always a possibility of that, but then they're going to be fed, aren't they? And they're in the company of somebody, mm-hmm, who is.
How are they feeding them? But hold on, Eilish, if they've no money to feed themselves and they're begging, how are they feeding a dog?
But sure, if they're getting sympathy money, they're getting money.
So
you know, and I mean, it's very easy to feed a dog. A dog will eat anything.
Just stay there for a second, because let me go to Mark. Mark, you're in Cork, you're in Classic Hits. You believe the dog is just used as a prop.
If you can't afford to look after yourself, you can hardly look after a dog. And I'm going to put a simple, very simple analogy now that I think of in my life. I used to give to homeless people before because I was a professional do-gooder. Then I thought back to a time I put up a bar table when I lived up in Kerry at one stage. And I loved the little robins and the little finches, and I thought, they're suffering. And then all of a sudden, it was just a load of crows and a load of magpies were taking over the bird table. And I said, I'm not feeding the wild birds anymore. It's, to me, it's the exact same thing with homeless people. You think that you're helping people, but you're actually not. You're enabling them to encourage them to go on with their addiction. Some people have mental health issues, and you're allowing the government to absolve themselves of all responsibility for these people. And by giving them, you're encouraging them more and more and more.
All right, well, listen, I tell you what, well, hang on for a second, guys, because as I speak, I have a little dog running around my feet here at the moment, okay? Hold on, I just wanted to turn on this other microphone here. I have a tiny little dog running around my feet. I don't know his name, but I'm going to find out in a second, because we did put this up earlier on Facebook, and somebody who got in touch with us was Louise, who's living on the streets, and she's living with her dog on the streets, and I've invited her to the studio, and she's here with us now. Louise, how are you?
Hi, I'm grand enough to buy.
All right, what's the dog's name?
Teddy.
Teddy. Teddy, come here. Do you want me to hold Teddy? Because he's running around the studio there. He's a lovely little dog, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's quite quiet and flaccid there, yeah.
Okay, for those people, there's a lot of people, we're on Facebook, you've seen all the messages, on Facebook. Yeah. A lot of people are saying that are you using the dog? Do you think you use the dog to get a bit of sympathy,
no,
maybe
never,
get more money?
No, never, I had Teddy before I became homeless. Mm-hmm. And then we became homeless when he was a couple of months old. Mm. So I wasn't going to give him up because of that. He was a part of me at that stage. And I mean, I just kept him with me all the way, and there was no way I was giving him up.
What's your circumstance, Louise? When did you find yourself homeless?
Basically, a personal thing happened in summertime. Mm.
Don't go into too much any detail you don't want to go into,
yeah,
all right?
It's more of a personal thing.
Yeah.
But something happened there summer a year and a half ago. Caused me to walk out with a bedsit that we had.
All right, okay.
And we ended up back on the streets after that. Then.
Okay, so it was a problem with a partner, whatever it was that you were having at the time, or something like that. Yeah. All right, okay. And have you been able? Have you been staying in hostels since, or have you? Or are you literally sleeping on the streets?
It's been a hell of a thing. It's a long, long road. We've been a bit of everywhere.
All right, okay.
Like, it started off on the streets, sleeping rough, and then if we were lucky, we'd get a bed. I had to put Teddy into foster home for 3 months because we couldn't get any homeless accommodation that would take him.
Sorry, what are you saying there, Mark?
I said my heart bleeds.
Why? Why are you being so heartless?
Because she sounds like a very nice woman, but I mean, I've heard this story before about people. They won't accept accommodation because they can't take a pet. Now, if you're homeless, your priority should be to get a house, a roof over your head, somewhere at least. And then to bring a dog into the scenario, oh, I can't get a house because I have a dog and I can't get a flat. I mean, I'm sorry, like, I'm not watching a Disney movie.
Well, if we're thinking of the needs of the dog,
Well, hold on, Louise wants to answer that. Go ahead, Louise. Mark, just getting back to you on that one there, it's certainly not Walt Disney that we're living in at all.
It's a very, 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 very hard, very, very hard road to go down. Mark, have you ever slept out in a sleeping bag over me?
No, and I know if I did, I certainly wouldn't be bringing a dog along with me. I'd be more worried about getting a roof over my head. That's all I'd say to you, like.
So you don't believe that a dog is for life and not just for Christmas?
You don't think that all those abandoned animals that the SPCA
are up to their eyes in with abandoned animals and tortured animals, and you don't think that...
Do you not think you've enough problems of your own now, with all due respect, than to be taking on an animal? Do you not think you've enough to do to get a roof over your head without taking on an animal, without taking on electrical, an animal or someone else? You've enough to do to look after yourself without taking on an animal.
That animal has been the only thing there for me for the last past 4 years. So that animal is not just an animal. He's a lot more to me than that. So
don't get me wrong. I'm an animal lover myself, and you sound like a lovely woman. But to me, no, and I have never been homeless. It could happen, of course. I don't know, but I wouldn't like to think it would. But I think if I was homeless, my first priority would be to get back in, get a roof over my head, however basic it was. Then I might start thinking about an animal.
Can I ask Louise, because a lot of people are texting in at the moment, and some people wishing you well, but when you get your money every week, your dole or whatever it is, or I don't know how much you get, what's the first thing you do with it? Do you spend it on yourself? Do you spend it on food for Teddy? What do you do with the money that you
get? Honestly, and I'm probably going to be laughed at, but anybody that knows me actually knows this, but the first thing that I buy out of my social welfare money is treats for Teddy and Teddy's dog food for the week.
Okay. And can I ask you...
I don't know. Can I ask you
a question, Louise? Are you on drugs?
No.
Okay, so you're not taking drugs at all?
No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever?
I have in the past, yeah.
All right, okay. What were you taking in the past?
Tablets and drinking a lot. And for a short period of time, as much as I am ashamed to say it, I did involve in heroin for a couple of months. But it was only last year. So I managed to pull myself together and get myself out of that.
And the Department of Social Welfare, I mean, have you asked them for housing or a roof over your head? What have they done for you? Have they offered you bed and breakfast or somewhere to stay apart from a hostel?
No, never. It was either, well, it's your fault, you have a dog, there's a sleeping bag. And then the Simon community was the first to take us in, thanks to them. And then CrossCare then are the second organisation.
There just seems to be a trend lately in people who are on the streets, who are begging on the streets, using animals. I mean, there's a lot of dogs, there's a lot of rabbits. I've seen quite a few rabbits ever since the day the rabbit jumped into the Liffey or was thrown into the Liffey. And what was the guy's name who saved the rabbit? I can't remember. Popeye was the name of the rabbit, I remember that. But there seems to be a lot of people who are begging on the streets now using animals, which is something we didn't see before. And people are suggesting, well, they're just doing it. Similar to in England, there was a spate of time when Romas were using babies as a sympathy vote to get money.
I know. I'm not doubting that it doesn't happen. That some people would use an animal for to get money. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I've never begged either, because there has been rough times where we would be sleeping in a sleeping bag under the stars and we would ask people for money. Mm-hmm. Well, I would. He wouldn't mm-hmm. be able to, obviously.
And would you get much money begging?
Well, more people would be more inclined to buy food for the dog and me, and I'd rather you know. I'd rather that.
Yeah. So. And a lot of people with questions as well, Louise. I mean, some people are saying, do you see any hope for yourself for the future? Or what do you see for the future for yourself?
It's just a small little place for me and Teddy. Mm. And to be able to finish my college course.
What college course were you doing?
Social Studies, FITAC Level 5. I completed my first course while I was homeless, and I'm praying that I can do this the second year not homeless, which will give me a better chance with the exams and that, you know.
Have you ever committed any, somebody else wants to know, have you ever committed any crimes for money?
No.
Okay, so you haven't ended up in the Docus or something at some point?
No.
Because it seems to be a natural progression, unfortunately, for some people around the streets that they end up committing crime.
It can happen to a lot of people, but I've been one of the
managed to stay out of it.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Tina. Tina, how are you doing? You're in Limerick, you're on Classic Hits. Tina, you believe the pets should be left with them?
Oh, definitely. Mm. I mean, at the end of the day, that is their sanity.
Yeah.
And as well as that, now, I know I had a near escape and my family's to losing our home. And, like, we were working and whatever, and it was just under a circumstance. But we were so lucky that we were able to put a roof back over our heads. And if we couldn't, we would have been more than likely be homeless. And that was a family of five. And we have animals, and I wouldn't give my animals up for the world.
Yeah, but the reason Louise, who's with us here, is homeless, has to sleep in the streets some night, is because she has a dog.
You know what? That dog is keeping that woman sane, and God love her. You know, sometimes out there you don't have friends. Now, my mother didn't help me when under the circumstances we had. My mother is wealthy. I come from a wealthy family. My mother wouldn't dream of putting her hand in her pocket. Mm-hmm. She could have put a roof over my head and my family. But she was just too ignorant and selfish, and she didn't offer. Whereas we have fantastic friends and family on my husband's side.
Yeah, that's neat. Well, let me ask Louise that. Louise, I'm sure you have friends, you have family. I mean, the circumstances you're in now, obviously, are not ideal. That's Teddy barking and growling in the background, by the way. What have your family said? Have they offered you help? Or what sort of background do you come from, by the way?
I am in touch with my family, and I'm building bridges again with my mother and getting closer to
any family. Brothers and sisters? Or?
I do. I have one of each. Both.
And what do they think of your situation?
My brother, he's not happy with it at all.
Have they offered you help?
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. If I've rang and say, can I stay on the sofa? Yeah, but I mean, you can't
stay
there permanently.
Now that dog is holding her back.
Sorry, Mark?
That dog is holding her back, and it's enabling her to continue living in that situation.
But she does love the dog. And I have a dog.
That.
You know,
excuse me, back, and it's enabling her to continue in that situation, because you get people like that other caller there that get all goo-goo-eyed, like your conversation last night, because we're a nation of animal lovers. When you see a homeless person and an animal, it's like, oh, God, it's like this little puppy looking up at me. We all have
Mark,
to feel
get your
sorry.
Finger out of your arse,
Mark, can I just say something there, Mark?
Get your finger out of your arse, Mark.
Mark, can I just
say
something to you?
And take off your rose-coloured glasses.
Well, hang on, let Louise respond to that. Sorry, Tina, let you respond a second. Go ahead, Louise.
Mark, I'm the only person in the hostel that I'm in at the moment, for the time being. Right. I am the only person with a dog there, and that hostel holds up to 350 people, so 349 people don't have a dog but yet are still homeless and still can't find accommodation. So don't give me that it's my dog that's stopping me from getting accommodation, when I know well it's not, that it's the way the economy is going, and it's the government, and
the
people can't afford what all the bed sheets are being torn down and being made undeemed to fit in, and then all the other one bedroom apartments are above the average rent allowance rate. So that's why the people are homeless, not because of Teddy.
I don't want to come across as being a bad bastard or being cold-hearted or whatever, but I worked with people with addiction, right? And they were told within the first year, maybe get yourself a pot plant while you're getting over your addiction. In the second year, maybe a pet. And maybe in the second year, think about a relationship. before you get yourself back on your feet. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going looking at things in rose-coloured glasses, but I think your priority should be a roof over your head. You know,
well,
I know
speaking of, you've worked with people with addictions, Mark. I was taken in from the streets, myself and Teddy, from the Simon community, and
right.
they put us into the treatment centre in Usher's Island for 3.5 months. They took the two of us in, and it was very therapeutic having Teddy around, not just for myself, but for the other residents as well. And it was... name Teddy's therapy, like people would take him for walks,
and
people love being around him. And the 3.5 months flew, and it was the best thing. I do drink occasionally now, but I was drinking constantly from morning noon to night back then.
I've no doubt, Mark, that she cares about the dog. And don't get me wrong, I do believe there are people out there using the dog, as you said, as a prop, right? There's no doubt there are. But I have no doubt that she actually loves his dog, because she's got, I think all our possessions are in one bag here, okay? And most of those possessions seem to belong to the dog, to be honest with you, because she's just produced a bed, a rug, food, treats, and everything for the dog here to keep him quiet while we're talking on the air.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not referring to that woman in particular that's there. She sounds like a lovely, genuine woman, but she's one in a million, Niall, to be quite honest about it. And people are going around, like your first caller earlier on, didn't even believe that homeless people get social welfare. They do. And I believe that that's the government absolving themselves. You don't need to give someone €188 a week when they have no bills to pay, because they're only going to spend it on their addiction, and there's no denying that. And that gives the government a soft touch out. And then all these do-gooders with rose-coloured glasses and with their
head... So like Tina. Tina's a do-gooder, is she?
Yeah. With their head up in the clouds, thinking this, that and the other, they're just...
Let Tina respond to that. Sorry, I'll come to you in a second, Christopher. Go ahead, Tina. You have your head in the clouds, you've got rose-coloured glasses on you, take your finger out of your you-know-what.
Why have I rose-coloured glasses? Because I think these people should be allowed to keep their dogs. I wouldn't give up my animals. My animals are like children to us.
You're not
if I gave up
though,
my animals, my children would be devastated, okay? My children would be devastated if I took away my animals. And you should kick your finger out of your arse. For the simple reason is,
me already.
These people
very
have
much,
rights.
Very ladylike.
Yeah. No, I can't
very
be ladylike to a person like you. That are you've no...
What's a person like me a realist?
See, I suppose a lot of people are thinking that you're not going to get a place. Because a lot of places won't allow the dogs.
As I've explained, there's 350 people in the hostel, and
only 249
the dog, and 349 of them still can't find accommodation. So it's not the dog that's holding them back.
Well, listen, Louise, thank you for coming in. I appreciate you popping in, and we wish you well. And everybody's texting and wishing you well, Louise. And I hope. Is Teddy all right there? We'll have to give him a bit more water.
Beside me.
No, it's not a pity he wouldn't bark on cue for us. But there you go. Listen, thanks very much indeed for coming in, Louise.